together on the field?
It's going well. I think we've had some great practices. I think our defense as a whole is really coming together well. I really enjoy the progress that's being made on a day-to-day basis and the chemistry that we're building. So looking forward to every opportunity that we get to continue to grow.
He says on paper your defense looks stacked.
We don't play games on paper. We have to go out there and we have to execute. We have to go out there every single day and be the best that we can be. So it's one thing to look great on paper. It's another one to go out there and prove it every day. So that's what our defense is working to do.
JJ, can you watch the Hard Knocks program, or are you going to like maybe watch those later when you have time?
I see clips here and there, but no, I don't sit down and watch the whole thing. So, no.
Do you think that this is something that's kind of a nice platform for you guys, though, just to show what you guys are all about?
I think it gives the people a chance to see our team, to learn a little bit about our team, our organization, the guys. I think it's cool that some of the other guys, some of the younger guys especially, get a chance to get their stories out there and to be seen. So, yeah, it's good for people to see how hard we work and what goes into a season.
Did you guys practice against Brian Furrer? What kind of competitor is he? What's it like to compete against Brian? And just what kind of quarterback do you feel like he is for you guys?
You know, he goes out there every day and he works. He puts in the work. He's a pro. He comes to work ready to do his business. He's always talking to guys, always trying to communicate with his players. I can't speak a whole lot to the offensive side of the ball yet, but he's going to go out there every day and work.
Are you the only one who gets to use that bed?
No. There's a bunch of guys that use it. I kind of bought it with that idea in mind that there's a bunch of guys that like to take naps, so. Basically, as long as I'm not in it, it's kind of free to whoever wants to. And then if I show up, it just kind of depends, you know. But no, there's I've seen at least, you know, 4 or 5 different guys in it from different times, and especially, you know, I've opened it up to the equipment guys and the trainers too, because those guys. I mean, I don't know if you guys know anything about what their hours are like, but those guys work their butts off, and they're here early in the morning, they're here late at night, so I know there's a couple of equipment guys that are definitely taking advantage of it.
Do you make the other guys change the sheets before they?
Well, that's the nice thing. It's in the equipment room, so the laundry room is literally right next door, so it's perfect. Clean sheets. The equipment guys are awesome. They do the sheets and everything. I mean, I'm telling you, if you guys can get a bed in your workplace, go for it. I advocate highly for naps in the workplace.
Conley's been ramping up a little bit more and more since last week. What have you seen from him? Are you excited to get him back for week one?
Yeah, obviously excited that he's out there and he's practicing. I know they're working him in day by day, a little bit more each day. But it's good to see him out there. It's good to see him working. And like you said, hopefully everything stays on schedule and he's ready to roll for the first game.
In last night's episode, it shows a scene where you're talking to the team and you're saying how you got to have two sides, the person you are outside of the football field and the person you are on the side.
Right.
How difficult is that, balancing those two and your personality when you're on the field versus off?
Right. I think it's very important to understand that balance, and I think it takes time and experience, but I also think it takes understanding both situations. And you have to realize that off the field, you're a role model. People look up to you. You know, there's kids out there that look up to you. And then on the field, you can't be successful in this game if you don't have the mindset that, I'm not going to use the language that I used on the show, but that you're the baddest dude out there. You better believe when you step on that field that there's nobody that can block you. And whether they can or not, you better believe it, because the second that you go walk out there without believing that, you're already beat before you start. So it's a very fine balance, but I think it's a balance that must be struck, because you have to be good off the field. You have to be live your life the right way, do the right things. But on the field, you better walk out there with that confidence, with that swagger, with that ability to know nobody's going to stop you.
So before the games, when you're doing some of the fun stuff with fans, when you get onto the field, are you able to flip that switch pretty quickly? How
yeah.
does that go off for you?
Yeah, that's why I love I love that routine before a game, because it kind of shows that two sides all in one. It's before the game, you get to toss the ball with the fans, you get to play catch, you get to have fun, enjoy yourself. And then as soon as it comes time to play the game and you flip that switch and I step across the white line, completely different person. And that's the way that it has to be. And I really enjoy the ability to do that once a week on Sundays and then on the practice field as well, because it kind of gives you a chance to go out there and let it loose and let it fly. I mean, what other job in the world do you get to go out there and hit human beings for a living? It's pretty awesome. So I enjoy it.
That mentality of being the baddest dude on the field when you're on the field, did you always have that? Like, did you have that in your rookie season, or did you have it in college? When did you get that?
I think it's one of those things that comes with time. So my rookie year early on, you're trying to get down the playbook, you're trying to get everything. But it grows with you over time, and it grows and grows and grows. And so the better you get, the more of it you get. And it's a very fine line. You need to have that confidence. You need to have that belief in yourself, but you also need to understand what you need to work on and how you need to improve to get better. But yeah, when game day comes and it's time to step on that field, I've done all the preparation, I've done all the work to have that belief in my mind that nobody out there is going to stop me. And I've said it before, but it's the absolute truth. When you step onto that field, you know whether or not you worked hard enough to be great on that day. And the other guy knows whether or not he worked hard enough to be great on that day. And between us, we both know who worked harder, and it's going to show on the field. So that's what makes the game of football so much fun.
Do you remember a point in your career, like a turning point, when that sort of flipped on for you? Was it maybe that playoff game, or was there a
It was that season. It was earlier in that season. It was actually early in the season, I wasn't very good my rookie year. I was pretty poor as a football player. The thing I was doing was I was trying to do everything perfect. I was trying to take every step perfect. I was trying to place my hands perfect. I was trying to do everything exactly how the playbook said I should do it. When in reality, sometimes you have to go out there and let your instincts take over. Let yourself play football. So there was a point in that season where I just kind of came in one day and said, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to play football the way I know how to play football. And I'm going to make mistakes, and that's fine. But I'm going to go out here and I'm going to play the game the way that I feel like it should be played and the way that I'm proud of playing it. And from there on, it just kind of grew into what it is today. And I still make mistakes to this day. I'm always going to make mistakes. It's just minimizing those mistakes and making sure that you try and take calculated risks.
So Vince was in here talking about how he talks to some of the younger guys about formation recognition, where he says sometimes he doesn't even listen to the defensive call before he looks at what the offense is doing, because he knows someone's going to tip him off. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the guys in front of him. Is that something that's important to you too, knowing what everyone's doing, not just what's in front of you, the guy you're going with?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge part of being a defensive player is understanding everything that's going on, because you can gather so much information by looking at the big picture and then just continuing to narrow it down. So there's many different tactics, many of which I'm not going to tell you, but there's a lot of different things that go into every single play before it happens, and you have to make all these decisions very, very quickly. So in that 3 or 4 seconds while you're walking up to the line and they're walking up to the line, you're gathering information, you're processing it all and figuring out what could possibly happen, and then you're going out there and you're playing. Thanks, guys.